The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's Daf in Masechet Sukkah brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Memtet, and we are holding three lines down at Omar Rabba Bar Bachana. Omar Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, we've been talking about the shittin through which the yayin goes and penetrates, at least the way we've been assuming, that it goes all the way down to the Tahom and to the underground aquifers, and that was something that was created during Sheshit Yimei Bereshit. So those shittin were Sheshit Yimei Bereshit Nivra'u Sheneemar Chamukei Yirei Chayech. Now, here we're talking about, of course, in the marshal, we're talking about this beautiful girl that has such gorgeous legs, and the hidden part of her thighs are like these stunning jewels and so on, or chains. Maaseh de Oman. They look like a Leonardo da Vinci piece, but we immediately think of Yerech as Yerech HaMizbeach, or Yerech HaMizbeach. Chamuke is lashon of that which is hidden. Right? Dodi chamak avar. Chamak means to disappear. Lama chamek, we say. So, chamuke Yerechayach, the hidden part of the Yerech HaMizbeach, which would mean that those are the things that are covered, which are the shittin, are kumo chalaim. So we're darshing this now. That these shittin are like these little beautiful chains that go down to the tahom, and they're ma'aseh de yomad. We darshan like that. The chamukei, or that part that's hidden, is the shittin. The chalaim is a lotion of chalal. They're like a thin tube, so to speak, that are yordam out of tahom. And they are the things that are made by the master craftsman, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Maaseh Yedei Umenuto Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the biggest makor for the shittin, is that the very word Bereshit can be read Barashit. How to grab Bereshit? Yala Barashit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shittin, and that was the whole beginning of Maaseh Bereshit. Of course, the whole thing is in order for the tefillah and Geshamim, and that was the Adam Arishan, and the whole world was built on that delicate input of all. Tani Rabbi Yossi Amar. So Rabbi Yossi expresses our idea, the shittin, that they're mechulalim v'yordim atahom. They go all the way down to the underground aquifer. Shnemar Ashira Nali Yedidi Shirat Odi LeKarmo. So here Yeshayahu is singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blues, so to speak. And he's talking about how all this massive input and investment that he's made into Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, it's all shot to hell because of the way people have used it. So this is the blues, as Rashi says. Yeshayahu says, I'm going to sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blues. So here's the song, you know, Kerem Hayali Didi B'Kerem Ben Shemen. So my lover had this beautiful vineyard in the most delicious place in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, the part that brings forth the most shemen, the most creme de la creme of all things in the world. Vayazkehu. And here again, Vayaskehu would mean to surround it like a ring. That's in the Lord of the Rings, is Nazakra, which is from the Askehu. Vayaskehu, the orcs took that word and made it into Ahon. So the Vayaskehu would mean that he's surrounded Eretz Yisrael with these massive protective systems, and the cities have missile systems around them, and walls, and fortifications, and Vaisakleu, got rid of all the junk, which means he threw out all of the umos, mitocham, in order to protect Yisrael. They shouldn't come into contact with such garbage. Vaitaeu sorek, and he planted it. Not the way people, they take a branch from a kerem, you know, and they put it in water, let it grow. So, no, he took saplings, the very best, planted them so that they would be absolutely the most beautiful. Vaiven migdal betocho, built this beautiful migdal, a place in which they were fully protected. That was a fortress, and that was the Mizbeach. It's built like a solid fortress which protects us from our averes. We got Yekev Chatzavbo, And he also made a yekev. A yekev is a place where the wine basically collects. So what is this a reference to? Vayeta'eu sorek. What is that fine, perfect sapling? That's the Beis HaMikdash. Vayiven migdal b'tocho. That's a reference to the Mizbeach. And where is there a yekev in the Mizbeach? That's the shittim, where the wine goes down into the yekev. That's exactly what you would have in the binyan of a yekev. Tanya Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok argues on this entire approach. He does not agree that the shittim necessarily went down the Tahom, or that we maybe have access to those shittim. Those were Mishajit Mebreshi. Maybe he agrees, maybe disagrees with the whole idea. But according to him, what we actually had was an underground storage of that wine, and it would basically seep into the ground. And obviously, over the course of a long time, it would become very gelled. So you would have all the liquid content would seep into the ground, and then you would have the wine would turn out into being like globules of wine gel. So what did they do with that? I mean, it couldn't keep going like that forever. So the way he sees the Mizbeach is that there was a manhole cover that went all the way down between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach to the left, as you were coming up, to the Ma'aravot Shel Kevesh, right? So now what you would have was, the Kevesh, remember, was 32 amot long, and it was 16 amot wide. From its midpoint towards the Heichal was 8 amot. Well, so what would happen is that in order to allow access to the place where the Shittim would let the wine drip into, they had a manhole cover there on the Kevesh, and there was this deep hole through the Kevesh. You go all the way down the 15 feet or so through till the bottom of the Mizbeach, the level of the bottom of the Mizbeach, underground, take all of this gel, and that's what they used to do. So every once in a while, you know, once every 70 years or so, the Pirkei Kohuna would be Yordim Lashon. So they had the kids would go down into that man, through the manhole cover, into the area where the wine had drained, Umalakti Misham Yain Karusha Domeli Igulate Vela. And they would take out of their wine that had gel that was so sweet, it was like globules that were like, it all came out looking like a bunch of dates that had been pressed together. Ubain Visorfimotona, this could be burned. It was like, you know, this pure wine. There was no liquid in it anymore. And they would burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, not take it outside. So, finoto b'kedusha. And this he learns from the word bakodesh, hasech nesach shechar l'Hashem. That the semar, rather the sreifa, what do we see in that pasuk about sreifa? But anyway, it says that the shechar has to be the same place that it was nisucho b'kedusha, so too sreifato b'kedusha. I don't get it. Where does it say that in the pasuk? Where does the pasuk say anything about burning anything? It says to pour it out. It's referring to a liquid. I don't understand how you jump to that conclusion. My mashma. Om Ravina, no. He's basing this on a gzeres shava of the word kodesh, bakodesh. Right? So we find the same thing by notar. Note that it says over here, bakodesh hasech mesech shechar, and by sreifa of notar, it says, v'sarafta ta notar ba'esh lo yachel ki kodesh. So that means the same way, that you have to burn the notar, you have to burn this, has to be bimokom kadosh, is the whole point. Come on, that's what it's not. Nesachim, you see here, it says in Me'ilah, as soon as you make nesachim kodesh, immediately you'd be chayav Me'ilah. So if you use that wine for any other purpose, you're nehne from it, you're mo'ah b'kodesh. The moment that that wine is poured onto the Mizbeach, and it's yorad l'shitim, at that point, you can't be mo'ah anymore. Now, the problem is, if it was yorad l'shitim, according to our approach, it's lost forever. It's deep underground. It might as well be a Malaysian airplane. I mean, how are you ever going to find something like that, right? So what would be the point of discussing whether there's a Me'ilah? Must be going, Lema, that it's Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Because if it's going according to Rabbanan, how in the world would you be able to be mo'el on something that you can't get your hands on? This wine is disappeared forever. No, come on. I mean, obviously that's the norm, but what would be if instead of allowing it to go down to the Tahom, you put a kli there and you collected it, you know? So at that point, what would be the din? Sir Bonin is saying, if you would do such a thing, you wouldn't be Moyolana, because it was already completed, the mitzvah was going to be done. So it's talking about a filo temer rabbanan, and the case would be, but he cleared when you did, you went and happened to collect it. As a matter of fact, some say it's exactly the opposite. It only works out according to rabbanan. I would assume, because lema rabbanan even lo Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadik. Because according to Rebbe Elazar, what's the din? In 70 years, you're going to be collecting this and burning it because. What does that tell you? That's still Haskedusha. So why aren't you moil on it? So on the contrary, it's going dafka to be rabbanan. There's nothing further to be done with it. You poured it out, that's it, kaput. Now there's no me'ilah. No, says it, but that certainly doesn't follow. Because the din of something having kedusha and the din of me'ilah is not the same. You're not moil on all things that are kedush. Nothing that has already been used has me'ilah on it. So once I pour out this stuff, that's the ikur mitzvah. You're saying, okay, but yeah, it's still Kodesh, so what? That's still Kodesh. So there's maybe a monetary issue, some elements of, there's still things to be done. But the Iker mitzvah, I've done already. So ein lecha davar, shena asa mitzvato, and you would still be ma'atim boy. Obviously, we do find things like that, but only min rabbonim. Rabbonim really like to say the dam that is sold to gananim after it flows out of the Beit HaMikdash. But that the rabbonim made it something that was worth money for Hagdash, and some Mela. This is a Eli. Or I thought I didn't know you ain't a Mela. Shakoni, I mean, for him. Omer Eshlakish, Bizman Shimon, Asfin Yain Al Gabay Mizber, should know that when we pour the wine, we don't pour the wine slowly into the cups that were up there, you know, and then let it drain as we're pouring. No. We close the drain, we're pokakinat ashitim, and fill up the kisot hanesach. L'kayim yashinemar b'kodesh asech nesach shechar l'Hashem. Now, ask the Gemara, how in the world does that pasuk mean that you're pokakin ashitim? It doesn't follow at all, does it? My mashma. Omer of Pop, I'll tell you. If it had said b'kodesh asech nesach, okay, then it would mean pour out the wine and offer the mizbeach. Why does it say shechar? I mean, I know what we're talking about, man. I mean, we spoke about how much yayin you need. So what if it says shechar? I'll tell you, shechar is a complex word. Shechar doesn't only mean to drink, okay? It means to drink, but it means to drink with kishmak, with svi'ah, and you feel filled. And shechar, obviously, means intoxicating. So you get this whole sense of an intoxicating gulp of wine. And that's the point, in which case you have to first fill the cup and then allow the mizbeach to get a good gulp of this stuff, because otherwise how's the mizbeach going to get drunk? Well, with a little kind of cocktail party sip, sip, sip kind of stuff. This is not an intellectual exercise. This is serious stuff, man. Omer of Papas, you see from here that kisava inish kamra migrone sava. When people enjoy wine, they think that they're being great wine connoisseurs by sipping the wine. Not so. The real sphere of wine comes with a nice yishmaka gulp as it goes down your throat. And that, you got to feel it going down. Well, my Rava, from here you learn also that a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have enough money to invest in a lot of wine, so no, don't have a shleichamra. So he's got to enjoy what he's got. You know, you got to make the best of what you got. So he should take big gulps. So ligma gamui. Because he got to enjoy it, right? You know, so what you got, go all the way. Rava, actually, when he got the kosher brachay, that's what he used to do for the chavivas of the mitzvah. He used to take big gulps of it. Agba gemui. Dorash Rava, my dichtiv mayafupa mayer banalim bat nadiv. What does this mean? Mayafupa mayer banalim is a reference to aliyah l'regel, when you walk up. So mayafupa amotehem, that shalosh pa'amim bashana, is a play on words. Pa'amim is also regalim, which is also raglayim, which is also the regal, which is also the moed, which is the shalosh pa'amim bashana. So pa'amayich, pa'amotehem shal Yisrael, misha'ah sholim the regal. And why is a klal Yisrael called bat nadiv? Because it's bito shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, we find, is called the original nadiv. Why? Because the goyim throughout history that come to be mitgayer are called nidivei amim. I mean nidivei amim because they're dedicating themselves. They're bringing themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says nidivei amim ne'esafu, and we call all of them the Am Elohei Avraham. Why do we call them the Am Elohei Avraham? Why aren't they Elohei Avraham? What happened to Elohei Yitzchak? What happened to Yaakov? El Elohei Avraham, because he was the original nadiv. He was the Tchila L'Gerim. He moved himself to discover and commit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Devei Rav Anan, my dechtiv, Chamukei Yerechayach. So we darshan before, Chamukei Yerechayach Kamo Chalaim, to be a reference to the Yerech HaMizbeah, and the Chamukei Yerechayach to be the hidden part of your thigh underneath the Yerech HaMizbeah, which is the Shittim. But the Rav Anan wants to be Dorish the other meaning of the Chamukei Yerechayach, and he understands that Chalaim is a reference to very valuable stones, like sapphire. And the Torah is referred to in Mishlei as Choli Ketem, which are references to very valuable stones, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Luchot, and it says Luchot Ramase Elohim Hema. So the whole thing, Maaseh Yedei Oman, is a reference to the Luchot, it's a reference to the Torah. And why, indeed, are Divrei Torah compared to a woman's beautiful thighs? Lomar lecha ma yerech b'seter, just you should understand, a woman doesn't walk around with her thighs exposed. It's meant for a special relationship. So Divrei Torah are not meant to be exposed all over the place with, you know, these papers that they give out in the shuls to be thrown in the garbage pails, and the sitting around and giving drushes to thousands of people, and every idiot who wants to tune in to the internet comes and tunes in. The whole chashivas of Divrei Torah is that it's a woman's leg, and it's not shown off by sticking it up on TV. It's something that's for you and only you if you have a relationship to it. So therefore, just like Yerech is b'seter, Divrei Torah is b'seter. Now, I know the Omer Rabbi Elazar, everything that you do, even the most important things, are supposed to be done b'tzina. It's supposed to be done with a sense of reserve and specialness. So asot mishpat. Let's go through the pasuk. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Asot mishpat, that's hadin. And that's to see to it that the din is followed, that the money that you have, that you have to paskin for the people, is always done alpi, the correct justice. Avat chesed is gemilut chesedin. Hatznei lechet im elokecha. Where do we find the word lechet? We find it tovla lechet abet avel, milechet abet mishter, right? Abet simcha. So what is that? That's things like halvayat hamet, achnasat kala, which are all called lechet, and we find always the 7 days of Avelut, the 7 days of the Chatunah. It's amazingly, both of those things are done with halicha, your melave, the kala to the chuppah, the meit to the kvura, and dvorim. Those are things which basically are meant to be done in public. I mean, you need a lot of people at a funeral for the kavanah meis. You need people at the chasana for the mesameach chasam kala. So those are things that are meant to be done in public. And there is where it says, Atznei lechet, when you do that lechet, do it in private. So lo dvorim kal v'chomer. Uma dvorim shedarkam la'asot ton b'far hesya. Things that everybody knows about, you're doing in public. The Torah still says, Atznei lechet. Dvorim shedarkam la'asot ton b'tzina'ah. Alachat kama v'kama. So people think they should get up there at the Levaya and make themselves real puffed up with their big hespedim. Everybody can see what a genius I am to give such a beautiful hesped, which has nothing to do with the mace, of course, but does manage to show everyone how wonderful I am. So that is a violation of Atznei Lechet. Somebody comes to the chasana, I'm going to be the one everybody's going to be taking pictures of with my insanity, kavas rosh, dancing, making a fool of myself. That is not Atznei Lechet. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is paying. You pay for a funeral of someone that is poor. You pay for haknasas kala, for a woman who didn't know it was an ayatoma or whatever. So over there, everybody is involved. And usually, you would think, okay, so, you know, I mean, people should know. The wedding is courtesy of the Richie Fox Foundation, you know, chas v'shalom. It's all done in private. And that's not the actual activities, but the things that lie behind that provide it.
It says,
The Yom Rebbe Lazar. Another thing. And Rebbe Lazar says, Gadola oset tzedakah yoter mikol korbanot. You know, we're so involved in the chashivas of bringing korbanot, but somebody who does tzedakah is greater than bringing all the korbanot, because it says, oset tzedakah u'mishpat nifchar la'ashem mizevach. Zevach, zeni zevach. Any korban that you could bring. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, gedola gemilut chasadim. You should know that gemilut chasadim is greater than just giving money. When you go out and you plant tzedakah, but your kotzer lefichesed. And the difference is, Adam is zorea, he doesn't know whether anything's going to come out of that zoria. But if you're talking about ktsira, ktsira is you've already got it in your hand. So when you're dealing with gemilut chasadim, it really doesn't matter what comes of it. The point is, you smiled at somebody, you made their day. It's it. That's the ktsira. Tzedakah is an investment. Who knows what's going to come of it? Another meaning to this is, ain't tzedakah mishtalemet el lefichesed sheba. Look, it's very easy to scatter seeds. You know, okay, is that zerulach on the tzedakah? You get money, a guy comes along. But how did you give the money? How much did you care about the person? How sensitive were you? That's the chesed in the act of the tzedakah. You know, as if you're reluctant, you make the guy feel like a piece of garbage. So that the tzedakah is measured by the amount of chesed you put into it. And that there too, it's zero lechem tzedakah, but kitzur lechem chesed. Tana rabbanu. B'shlosha devarim gidola gemilut chasadim yoter mina tzedakah. Gemilut chasadim is greater in three ways than just giving money. Tzedakah, you can only do with your money. Gemilut chasadim you can do with your mouth, you can smile with your words, you can walk a person, whatever it is. Tzedakah is only for people who need charity, that's aniyim. Gemilut chasadim everybody needs. Tzedakah can only be given to living people. Gemilut chasadim can be given whether to the dead or to the living. Somebody does tzedakah and mishpat, that means that this tzedakah is in the right place, and it's all exactly the way the world is meant to develop and to grow, not just throws his money around. It's as if he brought the chesed, the original chesed, to the world. Oh, what does it say? Oh, if tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem, it's amazing. What is this tzedakah mishpat have to do with chesed Hashem? He was mamala the world with chesed Hashem. Shema tomar. You might think, oh, okay, that's an easy thing. You know, you just scatter your money around. And you, you know, so kol habalik folks, kofetz, you know, okay, I'll jump in, you know, and I'll be the first to dedicate the, you know, the new Aron Kodesh to the yeshiva. What do you know? You think it's an easy thing to decide that this is a good tzedakah and that's not a worthwhile tzedakah. It's one of the most difficult things in the world. Mayakar chastecha Elohim. How rare it is that a person should find the right thing to invest in. You find people, Hashem Yirachem, they give $1 million to a sports stadium. They invest in people that are destroying the world. They'll build a yeshiva that is going to kill hundreds of kids. Whatever it is, what you think it's the easiest thing, you decide, no, you give money, you can't go wrong. You're wrong, you can go wrong. It's the rarest thing to be able to find the right thing. Mayakar chasdeva. Yochel af yorei shamayim ken. You might think that someone who's yorei shamayim will also find it very difficult and he won't be given the opportunities to find the correct place to do his tzedakah. Tamar lomar v'chesed Hashem me'olam ad olam ad yorei. For those who yorei, it's very easy. Amr b'chama bar papa kol adam sheyesh lav chen v'yadu eshu yorei shamayim. If a person has chen, then there's something in him that is connected an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Remember, chesed Hashem, chesed, like chut shel chesed, which is what chen does to a person. Me'olam v'ad olam al yireyam. V'yom Rebbe Lazer, ma'itichtim, v'ya patcha b'chuchma, v'torat chesed al shoma. What do you mean, torat chesed? Is there such a thing as a torah shel chesed? And there's a different Torah, which is a Torah that is hina shel chesed? Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Torah lishma. That is something that invests your entire love and care. And that's Torah Chesed. It's all about Chesed. It's about giving yourself to something. If it's Shalom Lishma, so is it? It's an intellectual game. So it's Torah, but it doesn't have any Chesed with it. Others say, Torah L'lamda. You're going to be teaching Torah. That's Torah's Chesed. If you want to keep it all to yourself and you don't have any feelings of sharing, that's a Torah that's not Shal Chesed. And then the Mishnah concludes by telling us, Ki ma'aseh u'b'chol, kach ma'aseh u'b'shabbat. Except for one very important thing. You couldn't go out to the Shiloah and bring the water for the Nisuch HaMayim on Shabbat, so you went Erev Shabbat. And you didn't use the Tzluchit Shel Zahav. Instead, you filled up a special Chavit Shel Zahav She'enam Mekudeshet. Well, what are we worried about? Because obviously we're worried if it's Mekudeshet, then the water is going to have to do Shat HaGuf, right? And then it'll be Nifs, Melina. Ask the Gemara, why will it be Nifsal Belina? What's the problem? Is there, and if the Chavit was Mekudeshet, Aren't there two very important conditions for Kedushat HaGuf? That the kli that you're using for Kedushat HaGuf, first of all, has to be the correct size for the amount that you put in it, so that the shiur is the size that is meant to be Mekudesh. The chavit is much more than three lugim. It's not like a tzluchit. So out of that chavit, you're going to be taking tomorrow. So how would it be Mekadesh more than is roi for the... It can't be Mekadesh Kedushat HaGuf if it's not roi for the Mizbeah. Furthermore, don't you have to have in mind, when you put it in, it requires human awareness in order for it to be Kodesh. Over here, your intent is Badafki, you don't want it to be Kodesh. What do you care if you use a Chavit that's Mekodesh? You're only going to make a Kodesh tomorrow when you put it into the Tzluchis, bring it up to the Mizbeach. So I don't understand what the problem is. Naitim Mekodesh. Omar Zeire, there's no choice but to say that our Tana holds that A, there is no shear to the mind. In other words, the three lug, or the lug of Rabbi Yehuda, is the minimum. It doesn't mean you can't pour more. So therefore, the chavit really is ra'ui for the mizbeach. And therefore, the chavit really would be mekadesh the mayim if the chavit itself was a kli sharet that was mekudeshet. And furthermore, B, the Tana must hold that you do not need an intent to be mekadesh, and that something that's put into a kli sharet is automatically mekudesh, even shalom idat. Therefore, it might have been Mekudeshet. Had you used a Chavit Mekudeshet, there'd be nothing to do about it. If Shalei Belina, you wouldn't be able to use the water the next day. It would be puzzled to the Mizbeah. Chizki Amar, Chizki says, well, now, look, one thing that you said, I have to agree, and that's Ein Shiur L'mayim, that's for sure. But I disagree. It may well be that actually Kli Sharet Ein Mekachin Elamidat. But look, a bystander, right? Now, a bystander, he doesn't know whether your intent was to be Mekadesh yesterday. I mean, he sees beautiful golden barrel. He assumes, you know, you went out to carry and you brought it into the Mizbeach, and you'll use it tomorrow. So what does he conclude? Apparently, the Mayim doesn't become possible. Maybe Nesachim don't become possibleina. Maybe only Karbonis become possibleina. Drawing that conclusion can lead to disasters at other times. So you use something that was nifsa on the Mizbeach. So it's a gezeira. Shema yomer ladat nitkadashu. Rabbi Yana says that Rabbi Zera took it even a step further. Rabbi Zera said it may well be that only three lug or one lug, according to Rabbi, would be Kodesh. So how could a bystander make a mistake? Well, obviously, they didn't mean to make this Kodesh. I'm going to pour this out on the Mizbeach. It's a whole barrel. Ah. How is he supposed to know this is only for the Mizbeach? Has he not seen in other circumstances, like on Yom Kippur, where we have a special container for the water for the Kohen Gadol, that he's going to be Kodesh Yadayim V'Raglayim? There's no shear to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to come from a Klisharis. The Kiyor is a Klisharis. So he's going to see this. He's going to think, oh, they filled this up to have water for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, for whatever it is they need. And Mistamus of Kangaral to use. And they made it Kodesh. And the next day they're going to use it. Apparently water is not Nifso Belina, even though it's Mekudesh. So you can't conclude either din. Not that the Mayim ain't lo shiur, and not that the Klisharis does not require Das Tamim Mekadesh, because he will think, Gezer Shama Yomru, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Ola, and you had every intent to be Mekadesh then. But if the water was Nishbach or Nitgalta, and already becomes Pasul, can't use it. Why can't you use it? Put it through a snake filtration system. You know, and as a matter of fact, we're selling them today. Tommy sells these water filters, you know, that are guaranteed to get out all types of, you know, minerals, snake poison, and so on and so forth. All you need to do is put it through your local Brita filter, you know, and it would all be great. So lava b'misan in it, and then you can use it. Unless we don't agree with Rabbi Nechemia, because Rabbi Nechemia Shita certainly is that water that's been put through a Brita filter is allowed to be had even if the upper part of your Brita filter you left open. And then maybe a snake came and drank and put it some venom into the top. By the time it got into the container, went through the filter, it would be perfectly potable. And therefore, what's the problem of using it for the Mizbeach? No. Now we're worrying about Gilui. No Lina. It's not Kodesh. Titania. Misanenet. Here's Rabbi Shum Gilui. Omar Rabbi Nechemia. Yes, but that's only if the bottom of your Brita filter container is open. That was Vansha Tachtonani Gula. But if the bottom part is covered and all you did was lift off the top of the pitcher, where you put in the water on top, of course the wine on top would be the normal case and go through the Misanenet in those days. You know, but it doesn't matter. So if the Tachtonam is Bechusam, then even though a snake could have gotten into the top, there's no problem of Gilui. The venom of a snake is bubbly. It's frothy. And something frothy, which is Svogi, it's Tzaf. It remains behind. It's Tzaf, or maybe Mekomon, it's collected by the filter. It never gets to the bottom. So why can't you use this Bayim for Nisachagami Mizbeah? Come on, man. I mean, Rabbi Nechemi is saying, you can use your Brita filter. No, and this is a nice thing to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't worry about the fact that it had all kinds of junk in it. You know, I put it through my Brita filter. For heaven's sakes, v'let le'le Rabbi Nechemi, ha'kriveyona le'pechatecha, ha'yirtzechawa yisapanecha, you think that he doesn't hold of the most fundamental thing. Yes, as Malachi says, what's wrong? You told me what's wrong. The animal was perfectly kosher. You know, we managed to support it as it was trembling, you know, getting up there to Mizbeach, you know, and it's about to drop dead. But it's okay. It was kosher. It was alive. Everything's fine. You know, fine. Let's see you bring it as a gift to your governor. Therefore, even though maybe technically, maybe it's kosher, but it's disgusting. You don't want to bring it on the Mizbeach. Hadran alach lulav va'arava. Ah, now we get to the exciting things. The Chalil in the Zimrat Beit HaShoeva. Sometimes 5 days, sometimes 6 days. And now we're going to have all of the joy of the Zimrat Beit HaShoeva coming up in the next part. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chanam Rabbi Yochanan. Shitin misheshet imei bereshit nivru shemer chamukei yerechayev kemo chalaim maaseh yedei oman chamukei yerechayev ve'ilu ha-shitin kemo chalaim zlashu mechulalim v'yordim ad ha-tahom maaseh yedei oman, that is yedei umenuto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, the word bereshit, hatikra bereshit ela bara shit. Tani Rabbi Yosef Meshitin Mechulalim V'Yordin Ad Tom Shinamar Ashirana L'Yedidi Shirat Dodi L'Karmo Kerem Aya L'Yedidi B'Keren Ben Shemen V'Yaz Keu V'Yisakleu V'Yitaeu Sorek V'Yiven Migdal B'Tocho V'Gam Yekev Chatzav Bo V'Yitaeu Sorek is the Beit HaMikdash V'Yiven Migdal B'Tocho is the Mizbeach V'Gam Nekev Chatzav Bo Elu Hashitim. Tanya Omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who disagrees with the Shitim Mechulalim Ad HaTahom. Lul Katan Haya Ben Kevesh LeMizbeach B'Ma'aravo Shel Kevesh. V'Achat B'Shivim Shana Pirchei Kuna Yordim L'Shem U'Malaktim Misham Yayin Karush Shedome L'Igulei Dveila U'Ba'in V'Sorfim Oto B'Kdusha. שנאמר בקודש אסף נסך נסך שלך להשם כשם שניסוחו בקדושה כך שריפתו בקדושה. ממש אומר רבין עת הקודש קודש כתיב אך בקודש אסך נסך וכתיבת ושרפת את הנותר באש לא יאכל כקודש הוא כמען אז עוד עצנה נסכים בתחילה מועלים בהם ירדו לשתינים מועלים בהם. That must be Rabbi Elazar Bitzadek, because according to Rabbanan, how could you ever get hold of them to be mauled by him? I mean, maybe he was mocked with that. Why would you not be moiling them? There are Kati Bigdushatayo Kaimu, because in another 70 years you're going to be burning them, you know. Filutema Rabbi Elazar. Ainlich Adamar. Shadasa mitzvato, that you would still be moaling more. Omri Shlokish. His mansion and asking Yayan Agabe Mizbeach, Pokikin and Tashitin, the Kayema Shema Bakodesh, and Sech Mesach Shechalasha. My mashma, Omer of Papa, Shechalashit Shtia, Loshit Sevilla, Loshit Shechrut, Omer of Papa Shmamino, Kisava Inish Kamra, Migroni Sava, in which Rava says that gives you some practical advice because it's Sumer Abona. The Lanafisha Lechamra is better off being Gamuya Gamia. Rava Kasir Bechotag Mogamia because of Chavivas HaMitzvah. Dorash Rava, Maitet Siv Maya Fupa, Mayakban Alim, Batna Div Maya Fupa, Motem, Shol Yisrael, Bisha, Sholim, Lorega, why Batna Div, Baitoshim Avram Avinu, Shinikra, Nadiv, Nishinema, Nadivei Amim Nesafu, and they're all called the Am of Elohe Avraham. Why Elohe Avraham, Velolo Yitzchak Yaakov, Elohe Avraham, Shayat Techilal Girim, and that's the Nadiv. Atzne alechet im elokecha is tov lalechet al beit avel, milechet al beit mishter. That's what tzaat ameten haknesat ka'al achupa, v'halo devarim kavachomer. You devarim shedarkan la'asotan befahesia, omar Torah atzne alechet. Devarim shedarkan la'asotan betzina, alachat kama v'kama. Omar Rabbi Elazar gadol ha'ose tzedaka yoter mikol ha'korbanot, shenema, ha'ose tzedaka ha'mishpat, nifchar la'ashem mizevach, v'omar Rabbi Elazar gadol ha'gimilot chasadim yoter mena tzedaka, shenema, zir'u lachem l'tzedaka, but kitzru l'fi chesed, adam zorea, safek ochel, safek eino ochel, but kotzer, v'day ochel, v'omar Rabbi Elazar ein tzedaka mishtalemet, elef yachesed sheba, Shema ziru lachem l'tzedaka, and kitzru the sachar l'fi chesed. Tan rabbanu shlosha dvarim gedolah gemilut chasadim yoter mina tzedaka. Tzedaka b'momono, gemilut chasadim bein begufo, bein b'momono. Tzedaka la'aniim, gemilut chasadim bein la'aniim bein la'ashirim. Tzedaka l'chaim, gemilut chasadim bein l'chaim bein l'metim. Omar Rabbi Elazar kolotze tzedaka u'mishpat kilu milei kol olam kulo chesed. Shema ohev tzedaka u'mishpat, Chesed Hashem malah haaretz. Shema tomar, kol habalik potz kofetz, easiest thing in the world. You throw your money around. No, tamad lama, ma yakar chastecha Elohim. Yochol af yirei shamayim kein, tamad lama, v'chesed Hashem yolam ad olam, a yirei yav. Om Reb Chama bar Papa, kol adam, shiyesh alav chen, biyadu ashu yirei shamayim. Shema chesed Hashem yolam ad olam, a yirei yav. אמר רב אלעזר, מה דכתיב פיה פותחה בחוכמה? בתורת חסד על השונה, יש תורה של חסד, יש תורה שאין של חסד, אלא תורה לשמה זהו תורה של חסד, שלא לשמה זוהי תורה שאין של חסד. היא קריאה מתורה ללמדה, זוהי תורה של חסד, שלא ללמדה, זוהי תורה שאין של חסד. כי מעשה הוא בכל, except it had to be in a מקודשת, why? Night in Mekudeshet. After all, it is not the Shiur, and it wasn't Mekudesh Ladat. Omer Ziri, Avi Zika Savaraitana, Ein Shiur Lamayim, and Klisharitz or Mekashan Afilo Shalom Lamidat. And therefore, if you were mighty in Mekudeshet, there would be no way to avoid that it was Ifsalu Belina. Chizki Omer, not necessarily. You could still hold Klisharitz and Mekashan Lamidat, but there's no way for the onlooker to know what your dot is, and therefore Gzera Shama Yomru, the dot nitkadashu. Rabbi Yanai says that Rabbi Zera said you can't conclude anything from here because afilutena yeshir lamayim and klisharite mekachin ladat. But how does the onlooker know that it was for the mayim that had a shear? Maybe it was a kishadayim raglayim malam nishbacho nidgalta. What's the problem of nidgalta exactly? Can't we just put it through a filter? Rabbi Nechemiah says, none. Only where the top of the filter was open, but where the bottom of the filter was open. If only the top was open, but the tachtana was mechusa, then even if El Yonah Begula, there'd be no problem because the eretz would not go through the filter. She eretz nachash domelis spoke, and his savo made bimakomo. And something frothy won't penetrate the filter. No, not necessarily. Filotemer Nechemia. All Rabbi Nechemia is saying is that if you want to drink it, you can drink it. Did he ever say he can bring it to the Mizbeach? Megavoa miyomar. You think Rabbi Nechemia doesn't hold of Malachi? Hakriveyun ala pechatecha. Hayirtzecha. Yisapanecha. Amar Hashem tzvakot. Hadron alach lulava arava. Omar Rabba Barbachon Rabbi Yochan. You should know that the Shittim which is where the Nisuch went down to, they were there from Sheshet to Meberei Shet Nivro. Sh'ne'emar chamukei yerechayech kamo chala'in ma'aseh yedei oman. Chamukei yerechayech. We know the Mizbeach is called the Yerech, or Yerech HaMizbeach. So chamukei yerechayech means the hidden parts of your legs, of your thighs, are beautiful. This is a reference to the Mizbeach. So that means the kamo chala'in means a lashon of mechulalin v'yordim ad ha'tahom. That actually, beneath the Mizbeach, were channels that went all the way down to the aquifers. And their Maaseh Yedei Oman, who is the ultimate craftsman, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was the one who crafted my separations. So Maaseh Yedei Umnuto Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol, this is in fact Merumaz, in the very first word in the Torah. Bereshit can be read, Al Tikrei Bereshit, Ela Bara Shit. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shittim, as part of the act of Bereshit. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shittim mechulalin v'yordin ad ha'tahom, shenemar ashira na liyedidi, shirat dodi lekarmo. So here the Navi describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's investment in the world and his disappointment in the results. So this ashira na liyedidi. Let me sing the song, because then you'll know what you were supposed to be and look at you, you idiots. So at first he describes how nice it was. Kerem haya liyedidi bekeren ben shemen, vayazkeyu, vaysakleyu. So he went ahead and he cleared it out. And vayitaeu sorek, vayiven migdal betocho, vegam yekev chatzav bo. And then at the end, vayikav lasot anavim vayazbushim. He's waiting for some beautiful grapes to be produced, and instead what he gets is you guys. So, how do we dodge in this pasuk?
Yes.
So, vayiven, we learn like this. Vayitaeu sorek refers to the Beit HaMikdash. Vayiven migdal betocho, the migdal refers to the mizbeach. And the yekef chatzavbo refers to the shittim, which are dug out like a yekef for the yayin to go down into. Now, Tosis brings that this particular girsa is very different than the way it's in the Tosefta, and that in the Tosefta, the drasha seems a lot nicer, because over there it says, vayiven migdal betocho, which makes more sense, that the migdal refers to the hechal. Okay, we always talk about the Beis HaMikdash and Migdal. We talk about Migdal David and so on too. And then the Yekef Chatzavbo is the Mizbeach, and the reason of that we have a ribui for the Shittim is the Gam Yekef Chatzavbo. So there must be something in it that allows the wine, in addition, to be Chatzuv. We're going to need more chairs. Okay, that's a reference to the Shita. Tanya Omer Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadik. Now we'll see later on that this is actually another Shita, Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadik, that not everybody agrees that the Shittim go down to the Tahom, and that Adarabba, there's another Shita, that the liquids of the Mizbeach were taken into a holding tank, out of which they seeped until they hardened, so that the wine became an actual hardened piece, a gelled piece. So Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadik says it was a lul katan. Beit kevesh le mizbeach memar avoshal kevesh. Remember that the kevesh did not actually touch the mizbeach. The reason is because we learn out that there's a chiyuv of zrika, even on the avon, on the evorim, we learn that out from zrika sadan. So therefore, there should be a distance from which you throw something onto the mizbeach. On the side of that, there was an opening that you could open, pick up one of these stones off of the ground. And you could go down there. Ben Kevesh HaMizbeach Mamar Avosh HaMizbeach wasn't enough space, literally, Ben Kevesh HaMizbeach. But to the left of the Kevesh, as you're going up to the Ma'arav, once every 70 years, they would send down some Pirchei Kuhuna, who could scramble down there because of their age, and Yordim L'Sham, Umelaktim Misham Yayin Karush, they would take the wine that had gelled, Shedomeli Igulei Dveila, and it was like the same thing that you have when you have the date sitting there, and they form an actual hardened cake. So here too, ba'in v'sorfim oto b'kedusha, they would take it and they would burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema b'kodesh haseich nesach shecha la'ashem k'shem shenisucho b'kedusha kach sreifato b'kedusha. The same way that we pour it out b'kedusha, so too do we burn the b'kedusha. How do you see that? What? My mashma, where does it say that?
Makodesh Hasech Mesach Shechar tells you something about burning? Om Ravina, yeah. We didn't give you all the information here. It's actually, we're learning out Gzeirah Shavah. Asya Kodesh Kodesh. Here it says, Bakodesh Hasech Mesach. And it says, Vesarafta Tanotar Ba'esh, Lo Yachel Ki Kodesh. So apparently there's a din of Sreifa B'Kedusha. Keman, let's just do a little bit of the key. I'll get it for you. Keman, Ozlo, Adetan, Nesachim, B'Tchila, just another line because we're sort of right here. How would I end? I'd have to keep going. That's what would happen. Right. If I start now, I would keep going.
This is Shabbat stuff.
All right, we're holding here Mem Tet. We had just finished the machlokas between the Rabbon and the Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok as to exactly what happens to the wine that is sent down the Shittim. According to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, there was actually a holding bit that was built underneath the Mizbeah, so that once every 70 years, the congealed wine, which had hardened, would be burnt Bakodesh, and he learned this out of the Posek of Bakodesh, Beish Tisarefa Nota. According to the Rabbanan, the Shittim were Mechuborim to the Tahom from Sheshitimei Bereshit, that's the Bereshit Bara Shit, and that, according to them, there was no such thing as burning the remnants every 70 years. So today, we just finished, we're going to continue from the Keman Ozla. Keman Ozla is the last word on the fourth line. So knowing that machloket, we now ask, which shita does the following Mishnah go according to? Keman Ozla haditznan. Nesachim, b'tchila mo'alim behem, the nesachim that you first you buy and you put into their kli kodesh, so then they're chayav and me'ila if somebody uses them for the wrong purpose, just like anything else that is kodesh. However, once they're yordu l'shitim, once they go down and they're poured out on the mizbeach, then ein mo'alim behem, because they are no longer needed for anything in the Beis HaMikdash. So that only seems to work out according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, because according to Rabbanan, there's no such thing. How could we get them? Once they were poured out in the Shittim, what do you mean, Ein Mo'alim Behem? There's no access to them. They're poured in the Shittim, they went down into the Tahom, we'll never see them again. So how's the Shaykh even discuss the issue whether there's Me'ila or not? We're taking for granted, Libra the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, despite the fact that they will be burned, but Kodesh, that there still is no Me'ila, because there's no particular mitzvah and Aveda that demands that be done. So the fact that they're accessible doesn't mean necessarily we'll have Me'ila, but at least we could discuss whether we would have Me'ila. I'll leave it to the Rabbanan, and how could we even discuss it? Says the Gemara, Filu Teima Rabbanan. I mean, you can't say you can't discuss it. Certainly it's possible, but Iklat. In other words, assuming that you would take something and put it between the exit of the Shittim underneath the Mizbeach and the continuation of the Chibur L'Tahom. What would be the din of those in the Sochim? So we're coming to explain that if, in fact, you went ahead and were Maklit, the wine, there still would be no Me'ila on it. That's all that it's saying, but not necessarily. As a matter of fact, there's even those who learn that this should be understood exactly the opposite. Ikei Amri, others say on the contrary, maybe this only works out according to the Rabban. Because after all, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, we learned out from the Posik, from Visarafta Tanotar Ba'esh Ki Kodeshu, we learned out Gzereshova Bakodesh Asech Nesach L'Shechal Hashem, so that Bakodesh, there is a din of Sreifa of the Nesachim, that's once every 70 years, but Lamaisa, that's an Aveda that needs to be done. So on the contrary, Lema Rabbanani, maybe this is only going the Mishnah that says that there's no Me'ilan Nesachim after the Nisuch, is Dafka according to the Rabbanan. But lo Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, because according to Rabbi Elazar, Akati B'Kedusha Tayo Kaimi, after all, according to him, despite the fact that they've been poured into the Shittim, they are going to be sitting there in the Lul Katan, and in that Lul, underneath the tile, they'll be sitting there waiting 70 years to complete the Aveda. So you complete the Aveda, so then you should be Chayiv in Me'ila. Omar, Reish Lakish, not so. Because even Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, there's certainly no such thing. I'm sorry, I skipped Reish Lakish. I mean, the Gemara says, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Ein Lecha Davar Shenase Mitzvato Mo'alim Bo. Once the mitzvah that the Torah said, the Iker mitzvah clearly is the Nisuch. The burning of it is a comparison to Notar. That's where we learn it from. It's certainly not the main mitzvah of the Nisuchim that we wait 70 years to complete the mitzvah. The mitzvah is completed. Now the shaila is, okay, what do you do with the leftovers, which is similar to a din of nosavis or after tanosavish? Okay? But certainly, even alib the Rebbe Elazar b'Beit Tzadik, we would never say that there's a chiyuv of me'ila on it because of this mitzvah of sreifa. The mitzvah was completed once I pour it down the shittim. Omar Resh Lakish, bizman sheminaskin yayin, agabeya mizbeach, pokekin et hashittim. Actually, what we do is we put something into the hole at the bottom of the cup that we had that looked like silver, remember, that got dirty from the wine, in order that the wine should bubble up to the top, because we want it to look like there's a lot of gurgling and a lot of... It should look like somebody's having a really good time in a pub, basically. Omer of Papa, why is that? Where do we get this from? I'm sorry, I keep skipping ahead here. L'kayim ha-shenemar, ba-kodesh ha-seich nesach sheichar la-Hashem. I don't get it. How do you see from that pasuk that pokekin et hashittim? Omer of Papa, because sheichar means the way you would drink it in a pub, right? But number six, ha-seich nesach. What is that sheichar? The mizbeach, is it going to get drunk? So the point is, we're supposed to be treating the mizbeach as if it's enjoying itself drinking. So therefore, sheikhar is a loshen shtiya, loshen sviya, loshen shichrut. So you want this to be a real gurgling experience. And mainly you're poking the shittim. The marshal learns we're not poking completely. We leave it open, but the wine gurgles out. Rashi seems to hold it. Just put the wine up all the way to the top so it should be more noticeable.
It spills over?
No, but it's but you could see that it's not just running out. Yeah, there's some action there. Omer papa, shemami na. So you see from here, says Rav Papa, that the enjoyment of good wine is from the swallowing itself. Because over here, what we're interested in is not that the wine should get into the shittim, derech shekhar, but should be taken into the shittim, derech shikrut. Which means that the way that one drinks is very important for how well you get drunk. It's not just the alcohol content, you see. It's the mode of drinking. If you want to feel good about what you're drinking, don't mix it with water. Don't let it trickle down. Don't put it on the rocks. Get a good jolt. So Amar Rava, you see from here, that's a practical advice, that it's surbe mirabona. I mean, Talmid HaChomim don't want to get high. How much wine can they afford? You know what I mean? So the Lone Nafish Lechamer doesn't have that much wine. He wants to use it effectively. So how to use your wine effectively. So you think, drink it slowly. No. Effective use is ligmagimui. Get a good swallow. And Rava, indeed, akasa de birchata, on a koshel bracha, agma gemui. He would bedavka go out of his way that it should be a chavivus of the mitzvah, the way that we're paikik to shittim. Make a big impact with a swallow. Don't sit there with your armchair relaxed. Sips. We're not interested in
shots.
Sipping.
Take shots.
That's right. We're interested in a real jolt. Dorash Rava. Maydichtiv, mayafu pa'amayach ba'na alim bat nadif. What's the meaning of the pasuk of how beautiful are your footsteps in shoes, daughter of the one who dedicated? What is that supposed to mean? Mayafu pa'amoteim shel Yisrael. This is a reference to Aliyah l'regel. So regel, of course, has a double meaning. It's feet. Aliha, which is Aliyah, and it also means the time, which surprisingly enough, so does the word pa'am. Pa'am means footsteps, and it also means time, right? So, mayafu pa'amotehen, this means how beautiful are the footsteps of Klal Yisrael, b'sha'a she'olim l'regya. Why do we call Klal Yisrael bat nadiv? Bito shel Avram Avinu shenikra nadiv. We know that Avram Avinu is called the Nadiv, the one who gave of himself, par excellence. Where do we see that? Shenemar, Nidivei Amim Ne'esafu. Those who dedicated themselves, so these are the Gerim that come from all over, all of the various nations, they gather together, and they're called Am Elohei Avraham. And we always refer to a Ger as a child of Avram Avin. Why Elohei Avraham? I mean, once they join Klal Yisrael, they have Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. So Davke Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Yaakov. Elo, why do we call Gerim those that have Elohei Avraham? Because he was Tchilo the Gerim. He started the whole concept of Gerut. What's more, I mean, obviously, all of the other Gerim, they have a Klal Yisrael to look to. So they have a concept of what they're getting into. He had no concept of what he was getting into. He just went ahead and did what needed to be done. So he's called true nedivut. He couldn't have had any ulterior motives on his mind, and he just took the derech ha'emet.
I had a question. I'm going to save it for after.
Thank you. That interruption. That interruption counts as one. Tana devei Ravana. My dichtiv chamukei yirechayich. Now we say chamukei yirechayich kmo chalaim. Here we're darshening the chalaim loshon of choliketem. Choliketem means beautiful stones, very valuable stones. So now we understand that that's a reference to the luchot, meaning a way of referring to divrei Torah. Maaseh yedei oman. We had darshened this pasuk earlier. We're darshening it here a little bit differently, as a reference to divrei Torah. So divrei Torah are compared now to the pleasurable parts of the thigh. So chamukei yirechayich. We know we compare always Torah to beautiful woman, right? That's the eshet chayah. So now we're saying divrei Torah should be compared bedafka to the inside leg. Why is that? Lama nimshlu divrei Torah ki yarech lomar lecha. My arech beseter, just like that area of the body is held in secret, so that part is kept covered. Af divrei Torah beseter, so too a person should not expose divrei Torah. He's teaching Torah and so on. Don't go and make a show of it. You give over divrei Torah bitzniut. V'ainu diyamar Rabbi Elazar, my dichtiv yigidlecha adam matov, u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha, ki imasot mishpat v'avat chesed, v'atznei alechet im elokecha. So, what are these things? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what is good. So says Micha. God already told you what is good. Stop putting up such a big fuss and saying, if I only knew. God told you what's good. What's good? Asot Mishpat. Asot Mishpat is din. Avat Chesed is Gmilut Chasadim. Atznei Alechet im Elokechas, to do those things which are done, Betzina, refers even to Hotzat Hamet, Achnasat Kala. Why? Because Lechet is always found in that context. Like we just had in Kohelet, Tov lalechet al beit avel, milalechet al beit simcha. So one is going to a chasana, and one is going to a funeral. So that means, hatznei alechet, do those things which have to do with levaya. So people walk along with the mate, the people walk along with the chasana, they dance, and they sing. But you have many cases in the Gemara that compare these two. First of all, both of them are 7 days. Shavu Brachas, and you have the Shivas Yimei Avilut. But you have so many Gemaras of what happens when a funeral procession meets a wedding procession. Right? All those types of issues. What happens when Chos and Kala lose a parent or something like that. These are very, very fundamental issues that compare the two issues of Lechet. So it's not just a small comparison because of the Lamed over the Halicha aspect. So we understand that when it says Lechet, Atznei Lechet, it means those things on which the Torah stresses the mitzvah of the Levaya per se. So think to yourself, Alo dvarim kavachomer. I mean, ma dvarim shedarkan lasot tan befarhesya. I mean, you can do a lot of mitzvahs when nobody else knows about it. But you can't really hide your involvement in a wedding or in a funeral. And if you're there and you're active, it's what people see you. So, I mean, if that's the case, the Torah, when it's telling you over here, nonetheless, do your best that people shouldn't know that it's you. You who gave money for the wedding, or you who sent in the tachrich, or whatever it is, keep a low profile, even on something that is done bedavke befarhesya. So if ma'advarim shedarkan lasotan befarhesya amrat Torah, atznei alechet, keep a low profile on the good that you do, even in things that everybody is to some extent aware of. Dvarim shedarkan lasotan betzinah alachat kama vekama, those things which people of any feelings, are careful about them, not exposing them, giving money to an ani who will be embarrassed by your gift, and so on. So, I mean, obviously, the Atznei Alechet would apply to. And therefore, even Divrei Torah, which you would think, it's not a personal thing, and so on, your involvement in Torah should keep a low profile. You have a program to teach people, don't advertise. Omer Abelazar, God Allah, Oseh Tzedakah, Yoter Mikol HaKorbanot. Furthermore, said Abelazar, someone who does tzedakah, it's greater than bringing all of the korbanot put together. Shenemar, here we see the Torah compares, asot tzedakah mishpat nifchar la'ashem mizavach. Doing tzedakah and mishpat is more desirable to God than zavach of any kind, than any type of korbans. People dream about korbanos and the great aveda. All you need to do is to be a bench to somebody. That's a better than any korban that you could possibly bring. Furthermore, Amar Rebbe Elazar, it is greater to do gemilut chasadim, greater than simply giving tzedakah. And we see this because it says zir'u lachem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chasad. So plant according to tzedakah, but harvest according to chesed. So a person who plants, Adam Zorea, Safek Ochil, Safek Enochem, what do you know what's going to come of the Zriya? Adam Kotzer, but on the other hand, if he does the Kitzira, so he knows that he's taking it directly to his mouth, so to speak. So therefore, there's a tremendous difference you see over here. Tzedakah is only Zriya. Zriya is there in order to get something out of it. But the Chesed, the question is, what is the quality of the Chesed that was invested? Anybody could give money. Your money in order to get something out of it too. Zeru lechem tzedakah. But how much chesed is invested? How much care? How much love? How much thought? How much working out what you could do, how you could do it in a way that's more effective for the oni and so on and so forth? That's where it all comes from. Not the act of putting in a little money into a thing. That's cheap. So what the schar that you get is indeed the gemilas chasodim. And therefore, it says Rabbi Elazar, "In tzedakah bishtalemet elav fi chesed shabbat." The other way of looking at this pasuk, "Ziru lachem l'tzedakah," you do a mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Very nice, zeriyah. You might get something out of it. But kitzru l'fi chesed, the first way I understand it is the ikar mitzvah is compared to katsira. But there's even more than that. The tzedakah itself over here is planted and harvested. That's the other way of looking. In other words, you planted tzedakah. What are you going to harvest of that tzedakah? A proportionate harvest of the chesed that was invested in this riyah. So in other words, the act of the planting wasn't the simple act of inserting the money into the ground, so to speak, and hoping that a money tree would grow. But rather, it was the amount of care and commitment and love that was invested. That will be the way that the tzedakah will grow for you in the ktsira of what comes out of it. So, kitzur lefi chesed. Tana rabbanan b'shlosha dvarim gedola gemilut chesedim yoter min tzedakah. There are three different aspects in which Gemilut Chasadim is clearly more of an opportunity for doing good in the world than Tzedakah. First of all, Tzedakah is in terms of money. Okay, that's B'momono. But Gemilut Chasadim includes not only money, but includes also anything that you could do with your body as well. So Gemilut Chasadim, Bein Begufo, Bein B'momono. You can use your money for Gemilut Chasadim. You could make a fund to lend people money. You could invest your money with somebody to help him get an income, and so on and so forth. That's gemilut chasadim. That's not tzedakah. But you can also do gemilut chasadim by helping somebody. You build a barn with him. You know, it's an act of gemilut chasadim. You don't have to be giving him anything. You could simply help a person carry his groceries. So there's an infinity of possibilities gemilut chasadim. When it comes to just straight out tzedakah, your opportunities are more limited. It's greater as a doesn't mean your schar will be greater here. We're saying it's gedela in the sense of being a greater element in the bria of providing for tayv than pure tzedakah is. Okay. Here it doesn't mean it in the same sense as the
constant.
Yeah,
greater.
Right. It's greater as an objective quality, an entity in the world called gemilut chasadim. It's a greater entity than tzedakah is. Furthermore, gemilut chasadim is open to anybody. You don't need money to do gemilut chasadim. Bein la'aniim, bein la'ashirim. So every person in the world has plenty of opportunities to be kind. Furthermore, the gemilut chasadim can be done bein l'chaim, bein l'metim. You could do gemilut chasadim for someone who's dead. You can't give tzedakah for someone who's dead, right? But tzedakah is only l'chaim. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, kol ha'oseh tzedakah u'mishpat ki'ilu milei kol ha'olam kulo chesed. A person who does tzedakah and mishpat is the equivalent of having filled the world with the light of chesed. Where do we see this? Because it says, Ohev tzedakah u'mishpat chesed Hashem ala haaretz. One who loves tzedakah and mishpat, the liberal bleeding heart people. There's a lot of bleeding heart people. Bleeding heart people, they don't do mishpat, you see. They give a lot of tzedakah, but they have no mishpat. They refuse. It's all multicultural. Everything is as good as anything else. So there's no sense of defining what's good and what's bad. You know, it's a great world out there. Give tzedakah. You know, you can support Hamas. You can support. You're just supporting the poor, basically. So there's no mishpat. But if you do tzedakah u'mishpat, then you have brightened the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Shema tomar kol ha'balik kvotz kofetz. You might think this is an easy thing. It's that once a person gets in mind, he wants to do tzedakah correctly. So he's going to find the right thing to give tzedakah to. Oh, no, buddy. 90% of the things you give tzedakah to are basically disasters, farces. The guy's pretending to need tzedakah, or he ends up using the tzedakah for his drug habit. I mean, you think you're going to get tzedakah for that kind of stuff, for supporting the guy's drug habit. That's not tzedakah. So you think, once you've made the commitment, I jump in and I'm going to fix the world. Talmud Lomar, Mayakar. Yakar means how rare it is. Mayakar chastecha Elohim uvnei adam betzel kanafecha yachasayon. Not so posh it to find people. Wait a minute. We were makabel, not the mamono. This looks the thing that he bought. All right, we'll be makabel at the day megufa. Okay. Actually, the schlep he had was megufa. All right, but I'm only being makabel the gufa party. Thank you very much. So it's very rare to find chesed Elohim, to find the type of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be so happy with. You have to find a person that uses the money correctly, that is going to invest that money in a life that's going to bring you, because that's how the Schar is Mishtaleh. You did a little thing and all kinds of incredible things came out of it. But that's that's real chesed.
At the time of the Gemara, I'm not so sure they had charities that...
No, they did. The Gemara brings it. They did.
I would say charities where there was a high percentage...
Yes, they did. The Gemara brings it. They did. I knew what you were going to say.
They did?
Don't you know?
Crookedness.
Crookedness. They had plenty of crookedness. Crookedness is not a modern invention. came along with the human race. All types of crookedness. With Moshe Rabbeinu, they claimed he was crooked. So what do you want? All the way back then. Yeah, exactly. So, Yochol Av Yorei Shamayim came. So you might think that a Yorei Shamayim also has trouble when he decides to give tzedakah, that maybe he'll end up giving it to the wrong thing. Talmud Lomar, V'chesed Hashem Mi'olam V'yad Olam Al Yorei Av. That Adarabba, when it comes to a Yorei Shamayim, the chesed is always available. And he will always find the correct person to be able to give tzedakah to. Om Reb Chama Bar Papa, kol adam sheyesh alav chen, biyadua shehu Yorei Shamayim. People that have chen, people can appreciate that they have a level of openness and charm, that they get along and people appreciate them. It's clear that such a person is a Yorei Shamayim. Because it says, chesed Hashem yolam v'yad olam al yireyav. Chen v'chesed are fundamentally related. Because chen allows the sense of chesed to be present. Otherwise, without chen, everybody sees a competitor. Chen breaks down the walls of competition. And so, mainly, you can recognize chesed. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, ma'idichtiv, pia patcha b'chokhmah, v'torat chesed al-shona. Again, this is the Eshet Chayil, which is a reference to Limud HaTorah. The Torah itself is Eshet Chayil. Well, by the way, Chayil is Memchet. The Memchet Dvarim Shatorah Niknet Behem is Merum as an Eshet Chayil. 48, huh? So why does it compare a Torah over here to Torah Chesed? I mean, is there two types of Torah? There's a Torah that's not Chesed and a Torah that is Chesed. V'chiyesh Torah Shal Chesed v'yesh Torah She'ina Shal Chesed. El Torah Lishma Zui Torah Shal Chesed. A Torah that a person is learning entirely for his love of Torah. Love is an expression of chesed. It's not in it to get something out of it.
So you define the Shema as love?
Well, there's a big machlokas. But the love of the Torah is the Rosh's understanding of Torah Lishma. No, the Rambam is different a little bit. The Rambam says, mi ahavata el shetziva aleha. It's a different nekuda. It's slightly different. Then there's There's three approaches. Reb Chaim's approach is the Rosh. He brings the Rosh. His marker is the Rosh. The Hasidic approach, the Yisod Aveda, right? I mean, that's a getter of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you do it out, but the Rosh is medayik that can't be true, because it says, by mitzvahs, it says to do the mitzvahs of Shem Po'alam, the one who created the mitzvahs. And Lamot Torah Lishma, the Mapikeh, which is Lishma Shel Torah. So what's the difference? So clearly the Torah itself represents that which you love. Your commitment is, the way he puts it, to understand more. to be more aware. But that's the direct experience of the object. There's an object of love and terror. The Rambam puts the two together, but that's already a little bit outside of our sugya. But I was using that for the inyonim of the chesed element. The chesed element, however one understands it, but it's either the love of the Torah, which is the way I said it, or maybe the love of that which creates Torah, or maybe the love of he who creates Torah. There's a three Torah, but it's always a getter of love, no matter how you look at it. And that love is an expression of chesed. It's something that's outside of yourself. The Omar Rabbi Elazar. Oh, sorry. Torah, so Torah shelo lishma, you're looking to get something out of it. Zui Torah she'ina shel chesed. Another pshat is yikidi amri Torah lelamda zui Torah shel chesed. Shelo lelamda zui Torah shelo shel chesed. So if your Torah is to teach and you want to share that Torah, that's called a Torah shel chesed. But Torah not to teach, you want to keep it for yourself, that's called Torah she'ina shel chesed.
A
tzaddik and pelts. Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily, but the chesed it's not. My father's atzal had a very interesting event that concerns this Gemara. Interesting in his own life. His chavrusa had gone to the draft board, and which you needed to get your 4D. You know, divinity exemption, and this was during the war. You know, so it was right before the war, where they were really pretty tough on the exemptions. And this guy, they asked him, "Well, what are you doing in this institution?" You know, this was a Chaim Berlin, and as he's learning, he said, "Why are you learning?" He says, "I'm learning Lishma." So they refused to give him an exemption. What do you mean you're learning Lishma? What is that supposed to mean? The whole idea is we're giving exemptions for people who are meant to be public servants. They're going to be teaching. And you want to have some issue to learn Lishma? give me an exemption. So this was a disaster. The guy was going to be drafted. So my father's atzal went in the next day. And he argued with them based on his Gemara. He says, look, there's Torah Lishma and Torah Shalei Lishma. There's two explanations, Torah Shel Chesed. So the Torah Lishma is the equivalent of a Torah Lalamda, if you're in the Sugya, right? That's Torah Chesed. Because what do you think Lishma means? Lishma means not that I'm interested in getting anything out of it, but rather whatever the Torah demands. Obviously, that includes the sharing and so on. This man was talking to you about something even higher. It's not just logistics. He's going to get a salary. His whole life is a calling. They give him an exemption.
Did the other guy get one retroactively?
Yeah, I'm saying they gave the other guy exemption.
Oh, man.
Because he went in and argued.
Some corporal with a high school education would have a Gemara mind.
Nah, this isn't a Gemara mind. This is a real feeling.
A person sitting in the corner, maybe he means a Shema, but he doesn't mean to teach. He doesn't intend to be a Ram or a Rosh.
That's what my father, that's all he's claiming. There's no such thing. If you're called upon to teach, then that's part of the Lishma. It's not shach, it's not a plan. Somebody, Lalamda doesn't mean I go in order to be a teacher. The point is that I'm open to whatever Arbotza of Torah, if the most effective is in my own mind, fine. Most effective is in other minds, it's even better.
Is the Kedami the same thing then?
It's stressing this particular Nakuda. Listen, if you were arguing with the draft board, you wouldn't have such caution.
Or could be that Lishma has to be Lalamda.
Has to include Lalamda. That's right, exactly. It's a lower level. This is what they call a calling. Goy relates to the idea of a calling. Okay, nice story. Tell us the story, sir.
The story.
Yeah.
I was in the yeshiva, and I had a 4D. When I heard what happened to all the family in Europe, they were all wiped out. I wanted to enlist. So I went down to the draft board, and they said, oh, you mean you have a 1A, you want a 4D? I said, no, I have a 4D, I want a 1A. So they sent me for examination before the psychiatric. I managed to pass that. I got back to the yeshiva, and the Suvalker was my Rebbe, and he gave me a patch. He said, you should not have done that. You should have sat here and learned. That's more important.
Especially with the use they made of you in the army. That was great.
Yeah.
Shucking corn.
That was before the
army. That was before. Very nice. But did they get you or not?
Yeah, they passed. Barely. 55. Yeah. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
You notice the difference. When he was talking about himself, you could barely make out the sounds. That's the Hatznei Lechet. He was talking about the Heilige Mishnah, and then all of a sudden the room vibrated.